And we are going out with a bang because this morning I have the wonderful Emma Gale joining us. Now, Emma Gale is a painter and ceramicist based in northern New South Wales. And I've never been to West Africa or Cuba, but when I look at Emma's paintings, I feel transported there. She paints everyday people doing everyday things, and generally her work uses layer upon layer of colours to kind of create her scenes. They're really impressive. And when I posted on social media that I was interviewing her this morning, I had a flurry of messages come back saying, I love her work. So without further ado, Emma Gale, how are you?
Oh, hi, Willie. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
I appreciate you making time because I know you said you are on school holidays and the kids are on holiday. So what have you done with them for the morning?
Oh, they're just around playing, sent them out to the neighbours, so that's okay.
Now, look, Emma, you have worked as a graphic designer.
Yeah.
And then you've also spent some time living in Egypt. And in about 2006, I think you, 2006, you launched into your painting career?
Yes. So I was doing a lot of graphics, painting on the side as well as working as a graphic designer. And then I guess painting just took over. So I started selling. So the graphic sort of went aside, couldn't wait to ditch that and just become a painter full time, basically, which was what I wanted to do. But, you know, as a young person, I had to get a job, make some money. And so then painting is my love. So I just wanted to do that. So, yeah, that just took off.
That's fantastic. All right. So let's get into your profile for the morning. Can you describe for us your style?
Well, my style, it's funny you ask that because it's funny, something you don't really think about, but I guess it's naive. I guess it's rustic naive. Maybe I sort of call it, it's narrative. It tells a story. It's quite simple in its themes. They're not too complex. I paint what I think, what I see, and that's sort of it without too much complex notion of is this a heavy, you know, deep and meaningful theme behind it. It's not. It's simply my view, and to take the viewer to a place, and it's probably they're a bit quirky. They're a bit maybe people, you know, they always make people smile. That's what everybody always tells me that. So that's the feel I get when people talk about my work.
Fantastic.
It makes them happy,
Yeah, I mean, I do. I really love them. I think they're a really, I like that word rustic that you use. I think that's really, really spot on. And and they aren't complex. And I think that's what is so joyous about them.
Yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
Oh, from everywhere. From travels in my mind, from places I've been, from places I want to go to, from images I've seen. And I guess I take the people and I take what they do, and I really study the colours of the places, and I put them then into together and on the canvas to make a little mini story, I guess. So yeah, I really do love colour. It's something that I'm passionate. I just love colour, and that can excite a whole painting for me. If I see a colour, I just go, oh God, I have to use that colour. And I guess that makes the painting. I feel that some of the colours evoke a feeling, and that can transport you to a place. So yeah, that's where I get my inspiration from, places I've been, places in my mind, where I want to go. And I've always loved different cultures, I guess. So, and Africa's also a big passion of mine. As a place, it's I love it. Absolutely love it.
Awesome. Can you remember the first piece you sold?
Oh, I can't. Oh, too long ago.
Well,
I can't. Oh gosh. I wish I could, but I have to be honest and say I can't.
That is fair enough.
Many a piece.
That is fair enough. What did you think you would be when you were five?
Well, I was always drawing as a kid, always doodling, always drawing, or I always making, creating something, playing, but always in a creative way. And yeah, for as long as I've remembered, I have wanted to be an artist, do something. Yeah, be an artist and save the world also at the same time.
That's great.
Yeah.
When did you start calling yourself an artist?
Oh, that's a funny one. Probably in the last 10 years, I guess. I guess when I started sort of making some sort of living out of what I was doing, what I'm doing. Probably in the last 10 years, I'd say. Yeah.
Yep.
I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. Tell us about one of your favourite paintings.
Well, I think it would have to be a painting I did a couple of years ago, 2017, called The Barbershop in Puerto Rico. I think that's actually my favourite painting, taken of a man getting his hair cut in the old-style barbershops, which I just love. Bit of a passion for barbershops, and in Africa there's a lot of barbershop signage where I collect them myself, and I've got a photo of it, and I did a painting, and that's probably my favorite piece. I had it in my house for a long time, and I didn't really want to sell it. In the end, I sold it.
Oh, you sold it? Oh, okay.
I did, but I didn't really want to sell it. One of those things. I was like, oh God, should I sell it or not?
Yeah. Okay, and so who are the artists that you admire?
Oh, I love old folk art, American folk art. But Australia I love is Richard Lua. He does amazing naive paintings on copper, oil paint, and I love He's amazing. He's very quirky. I guess I tend to go for the humorous. I do love art with a bit of maybe it's a bit of tongue in cheek, a bit of quirkiness, a bit of humour. I do like that sort of playfulness in art. I guess why I use a bit of that myself.
Yeah.
I do love that sort of art that's a bit, just has that bit of
bit of quirk to it.
Basically not too hard and serious, bit playful.
What do you do to get out of a creative funk?
Well, usually when I'm painting, that can be days where I just go, oh, so I pretty much put the paintbrush down and head for the clay. And because I hand build ceramics, I find that's a really great way of still being creative, but it's a different side. It's not the painting, it's the sculpture. I use my hands. It's very tactile. It's quite therapeutic to sit there and do the clay, because everything's hand built. It's quite intense, but it's a different creative. And I like to have the two sides to balance my work. You know, painting, that's one side, and then it's this other sculptural side, which is quite different, but I really, really enjoy it. And that's become quite busy. I'm doing a lot more ceramics now.
Yeah.
And it's definitely another side of what I like to do. It's the sculptural side. I can just create what I want in the day. Nothing set to be perfect, whatever I create. I let loose in the clay. Yeah. So I find that helps. And then I might do that for a day and leave the painting. So I guess that gets me out of it, and I can go back to the painting the next day and go, yep, okay, I know what I'm going to change this, or change the colour, or it's not working. Or yeah, you pretty much work out what's not working after a while and go, okay, I'll start again, or change the colour or time heals that sort of thing.
Who would you say is your biggest fan?
Oh, my husband is my biggest fan, I have to say. I know that sounds like, but no, he's so supportive. Very, very supportive, always has been. And definitely he's my biggest fan. Yeah.
Who is your biggest critic?
Myself. Myself definitely. I think that's something that I'm sure most artists grapple with on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. And but that's okay. I think
I've had 100% hit rate of that question. I guess the reason being, right, is because the art is, it's so personal. It is you, right? It is a reflection
of your
imagination.
Other people might, and they might think, oh, it's great, and just go, no. And you know when it's, I know when it's not quite right.
Yes.
Something isn't there 100%.
Yeah.
And I'm just not happy with it. So I'll like go, no. And I'll go, oh, it's great. And like, not right quite there. So you know in yourself. And I think, but I think that's important. That's okay. Leave it and come back to it. But of course, you see it in one pair of eyes. Other people come and say, oh, it's great. It's amazing. And you're like, no. So I guess, you're always going to be the worst,
your biggest critic.
Always. Yeah.
And lastly, what are you working on at the moment?
What am I working on? Well, I'm taking a bit of a break over Christmas, obviously. It's sort of holiday time. So I've got a group show of ceramics coming up in January, which is up here in Byron. And then just thinking in my mind, thinking of all the next ideas, and I like to have a bit of downtime because it actually makes me stop and I can think about what's the next thing, thinking about what trips I'd like to go to, go on next year, the places are on my bucket list to go to. So I do want to organise another trip next year. I've just been to Ethiopia a few months ago, so just working out where the next spot is. I'd like to do South America, so I'd like to do that. So lots of time to reflect and see what's ahead. But I'm sure hopefully there's another project in the pipeline. So we'll see what happens. But
we'll see what 2020 brings.
Always more art and. Lots more coming.
Lots
so
more come.
Emma,
well, look, thank you so much for joining us on our interview with an artist. It's the last one for the year.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was great. And everyone can follow your work. Now, you've got a website, which is www.emmagale.com.
Yeah.
But then also Instagram, as we know,
is a
fabulous place.
And yes, absolutely.
At emmagale_artist.
Yep.
Perfect. And we will link all that to the show notes. So
thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was
That's
so great pleasure. Speaking with you. And have a fabulous Christmas and New Year.
And you too, Willie. Thanks so much for having me. That's been great.
Thanks, Emma. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.